And now we return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, going into our second hour. After the break, we're going to have Jim Barnes, who heads up the Mission Texas sector of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, watching the border very closely, giving the Border Patrol badly needed assistance, which is an agency of the federal government that does have an important job, but they're usually undermanned and or underfunded. And he will tell us more, in addition to what we heard here last week on the show from Joe McClellan, who gave us a report up to that point in time. There are some new developments, and we can revisit some of the other issues. And this will soon come out in American Free Press in an article that I have just finished writing, and that will be at AmericanFreePress.net, or you can call 888-699-NEWS to get individual articles or to see about subscription information. That's 888-699-NEWS. You can always try American Free Press, 16 weeks for $17.76. That's sort of our year-round best trial subscription deal. And so in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with Mr. Barnes of the Mission Texas Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. In the meantime, there are some other issues to consider. There are, among other things, matters that will soon be on this show. We're going to be talking in the near future about something called social credit, a very, very intriguing monetary reform concept that would represent a complete overhaul of the way the economy works, and particularly the way money is issued and the way money is supposed to operate. I'll kind of keep you in suspense about that, but I believe around November 11th or so, around that day, we'll be talking with some representatives from Canada and the U.S. about social credit, which would mean cutting the Federal Reserve out of the money issuing and money creation business altogether and returning it to the government. And that's about all I'll say about that. And on that topic, of course, don't forget about the Republic Trading Group, which you can contact at 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898, the Republic Trading Group, where you can ask about precious metals, gold and silver investments in these jittery financial times. Tell them you heard it on When Worlds Collide and Mark Anderson recommended it. Very important. That's 800-691-7898. At any rate, the American Free Press has had some very important articles to check out. Many of them are posted at AmericanFreePress.net, or they have been recently. You can also call the office at 202-544-5977 to ask about individual issues of the paper or individual articles. In the October 20 issue number 42, there are a number of things, including an introductory article on the social credit concept for a monetary reform of a huge magnitude. That's on page 12 of issue number 42 of American Free Press, and that's a conference that I covered in Chicago, something very important to keep an eye on. And we're also keeping a close eye, and I would like calls on this. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to make sure I repeat that more often. There are also concerns about federal troops being brought stateside to crack down on the populace in case of a panic in the financial meltdown and things like that. We'll talk about that more. We'll be right back after these messages with Jim Barnes.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Okay, we now return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer. And our guest on this second hour is Mr. Jim Barnes, a sector leader in the Mission, Texas area Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks for being on short notice. I appreciate it.
Good to be here, sir.
Good. I have spent, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of time with the Mission Texas Area Minutemen, and it's been a educational experience, to say the least, and I'm someone that knows a little something about it, but you really have to see this kind of thing, don't you, Jim, to really understand what's going on our borders?
Yes, you do. It's something that's not normally reported in our media, and we really appreciate people like you and programs like yours that bring about knowledge to the American people.
Yeah, I think it's very important. The dominant media tends to overlook or even purposefully ignore these sorts of things. And, ladies and gentlemen, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Jim Barnes has been working on a mission for a while now. It's in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Of course, along the Rio Grande River, needless to say. And what I've seen, Jim, tells me that more than anything, these wildlife refuges constitute this sanctuary where not just your run-of-the-mill illegal aliens, but much more dangerous characters, drug runners and coyotes and these sorts of traffickers can hide out in a very thick, foliated area where there's rattlesnakes and lots of dangers. That's a real kind of black eye, in other words, in an otherwise improving situation, isn't it?
Yes, I agree with you on that. The wildlife refuges, private citizens here in South Texas, normally don't go in there because of what you're talking about there. Rough terrain, lots of bushes, snakes, critters. But the Minutemen in particular are not allowed in there as private citizens or as Minutemen because some of us carry a concealed have a concealed handgun license, and they don't want any firearms in there at all. And so we don't normally go in them. If we run into somebody running drugs and they're carrying a weapon, we'd be defenseless. So we choose the better part of valor and don't go there.
Yes, discretion is the better part of valor. That's very true. Now, one thing I did not ask you, Jim, in going to the site and seeing the border for American Free Press and for RBN, is these particular wildlife refuges, are they simply land that's just sort of cordoned off for environmental reasons? Are they really made for tourists and bird watchers and things like that, or are these a different kind of wildlife refuge where the land is simply set aside due to some sort of environmental reason? Are they for tourists?
Some of them are, because we have a large number of bird watchers that come to South Texas.
Yes, I'm aware. Yeah.
But I think most of those are closer to the coast where the trees are higher, taller, so a better habitat for birds. Some of them, these wildlife refuges here are just low brush, cactus, and lizards. And that's the only wildlife I've seen in them. Occasionally a jackrabbit.
And so they're not as heavily trafficked by tourists as you say, like the ones over toward South Padre Island and toward the coast here in South Texas.
No, it's territory that's still, in some people's eyes, pristine, because it doesn't have a road through it, doesn't have a house built on it, doesn't have a parking lot, and so they think we should preserve it, and perhaps we should preserve some of it. It's just that now they're being used by, illegal aliens coming across the border to hide in from the Border Patrol and anybody else that's interested in their activities and the drug runners.
Now, the Border Patrol, you told me, and that's going to come out soon in an article I've penned for the paper, it's a rather sticky situation in these wildlife refuges for the Border Patrol, too, because they don't want to get into a sort of jungle warfare firefight where the armed drug runners are typically in there at night. They'd be going into a situation where they'd be fighting with poor visibility. So the Border Patrol, if only for agent self-preservation, tends to avoid these wildlife refuges as well. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, but for another very basic reason. If they're chasing somebody in the dark, they're going to run into mesquite trees with long thorns. They're going to run into prickly pear with thorns. It's just not a good environment to pursue someone on foot, because you're probably going to run into something to get hurt.
Right. Exactly. Very interesting. Now, Well, then I'm just gathering my thoughts here. Then you're left with ignoring these, or at least going around these wildlife refuges. Now, from what I saw on your maps, there's at least three or four of them in the greater Mission area.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, and they appear each to be at least several dozen acres, if not maybe a couple hundred, maybe half a thousand each.
Some of them are quite large. And if they did get, and you were right, you mentioned that they did get into a firefight in there, it is limited visibility. And if the drug runners are already there, they're going to be fighting on the drug runners' turf.
Yes, so to speak, right. Now, since these particular wildlife refuges in the Mission Texas sector are not, you know, major tourist attractions, and the land is set aside for these, you know, purported environmental reasons or, you know, sensitive habitat reasons, I think that ultimately our Congress will have to look. I don't know if the state Texas legislature would be involved at all, but the U.S. Congress would have to look at its land policies, because that seems to be really sort of the ultimate causative factor here is that they're setting aside land in areas where maybe it should not be set aside in such a manner because of this human trafficking and because of the drug trafficking. But legislatively, not much has happened yet. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Or at the very least, to drop the prohibition on firearms. But I guess that's another discussion for another time. But I would just point that out, that ultimately this is all born of land policies that the federal government promulgates. Certainly, a lot of people don't realize the federal government owns about one-third of the land in the United States and about 80% of the state of Nevada.
That's correct.
Federal land holdings are very, very high as it is, and I think all Americans need to question, just as a matter of principle, whether the federal government needs to hold all this land for the sheer quantity of it. Some of it could be sold off to the private sector to reduce public debts, and certainly land like this in a area with lots of human and drug trafficking should not be allowed to provide a sanctuary that puts a thorn in the side of the Border Patrol, which otherwise, as I understand, Jim, is pretty cooperative with your Minuteman Civil Defense Corps in apprehending the illegal aliens that you help spot. And is that not the case? They've been pretty cooperative overall. And you were telling me about some drug caches that they recently found. Go ahead and elaborate on that, if you would.
Well, they can only cooperate so far with a non-government agency.
Correct.
But they're very appreciative of the fact that we do call them and report to them what we have observed.
Mm-hmm.
In the case that you were just talking about, another Minuteman and I were down on the river, and we observed some people across the river with one of them in a tree looking across the river at whatever was there, and we were there, but somehow he had missed us, and they started to cross the river in a boat, four people paddling with two passengers.
When was this?
This was the first of the month.
Okay, go on.
And the four paddlers are all in vests, which to us look like bulletproof vests. And when they arrived on the shore, they saw my pickup truck and immediately aborted the mission and went back into the boat and paddled back to Mexico. Of course, we had already called the Border Patrol and advised them of what we were seeing, that there was somebody in a tree and there was a boat coming across. When the Border Patrol arrived, about 5 minutes later, it was a very quick response. We discussed with them what we saw, and we agreed with them that something big was coming down so that we should probably leave. So we did. One of the agents called me later and said, thanks for the call, thanks for cluing us in what was there. Because in the next 2 hours, they captured two vehicles with a total of 1,700 pounds of cocaine. So we think we were helpful to them in that case. And one of the agents did call and thank us for our efforts.
Yeah, I understand it was even a little more than that, maybe pushing 1,800 pounds almost.
That's possible.
Okay, well, we'll return after these messages with Jim Barnes, section leader here in the Mission, Texas area for Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. We'll be right back after these messages.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Okay, now returning to When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're speaking with Jim Barnes, sector leader in Mission, Texas, of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, and they've been pretty busy lately. He mentioned how they were credited by individual Border Patrol agents, at least with indirectly helping capture between 1,700 and 1,800 pounds of cocaine from Mexico bound for the United States. And, of course, one of our main topics today is to talk about these large wildlife refuges fenced in federal land right on the border with Mexico along the Rio Grande that provide sanctuary for the drug runners and the human traffickers, the coyotes that accompany your ordinary Mexicans and other nationals trying to enter the United States. And you don't really get... You were saying, Jim, you don't really get all the numbers. You don't always find out from the Border Patrol agents after you've called them on a certain event. You're not always sure what happened or what the outcome was. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. The Border Patrol policy is not to notify us after the fact how many they captured that we've reported to them, and they will not answer on a telephone call how many. So an individual Border Patrol agent may reveal to us that, yes, so many of them were captured, so many of them were not, but their policy is not to review or reveal to anybody outside their department actually how many people were taken into custody.
Right, so you're doing everything kind of on in the moment. You make the call, they respond, and from there they take it from there. You may or may not find out what went on, and so therefore you don't have rock hard statistics on in October of 08, so many were caught, and of them, so many were deported. You just don't have any way of getting that information.
No, we don't have any way to get that information. So, what are what we measure is how many people did we see and report to the Border Patrol.
So you do take account of like yesterday we saw six, the next day we saw four, whatever.
Yes. That's our measurement tool, how many we've seen and reported.
Right. And do you have even a round figure for this month?
Right now we're at 23, which is down a little bit from our last watch, but that's probably because of the economic situation here in the United States. There's not as many jobs because most of them work in the housing industry when they're up here, and nobody's building a house.
Really goes beyond agricultural work or working in slaughterhouses. It's also
It's not just a slaughterhouse, agriculture, and it includes home building. It includes yard work.
Yard work like landscaping.
Landscaping, lawn care companies. It's a lot of lower paying jobs that they will come up and take.
And so the housing slump has ironically put a slump on the illegal alien crossings, just as the as we're being told, less demand for gasoline has suddenly made gasoline prices plummet. We're seeing $2.16, $2.12 a gallon, prices that we saw as long ago as 2006 at the pumps here in South Texas. It's pretty hard to believe when they were pushing, you know, maybe $4 only 2-3 months ago.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. Anyway, those aren't huge numbers. Of course, those are only the ones you see and report. But all in all, there's no reason, even though the numbers may seem a little modest, there's no reason to let up, I take it. You're going to keep up your vigilance.
Yes, sir. We definitely are.
Yeah, because no doubt some of it isn't just the housing slump. Some of it's the very fact that you're there.
That's correct. There's been a lot of media coverage for us on this trip down here, and a lot of it is shown over the TV, both English and Spanish-speaking stations, and it's probably more coverage than we've ever had before, and I'm sure that's a factor. Sitting in Mexico watching TV, and the Minutemen are out, and they know it's going to be a little harder to get across and not be spotted and reported.
Yeah, more eyes and more ears than the Border Patrol would have on its own.
That's correct.
Yes, you were saying, and the predecessor, Joe McClellan, was saying in last week's show that you've had media from Japan, Britain, the BBC, that is, as well as independent media in America like myself for American Free Press and RBN. You've had the Victoria Advocate up there in Ron Paul's district on the southern end from Victoria, having been embedded with you guys. It's been a combination of TV, radio, and news from different countries. That's pretty encouraging. You're saying that's the most ever in recent years?
Yes, it is. Normally we'll have maybe a couple of local TV stations, and hardly anybody else that would be considered international or national news. And now sometimes the national news will go out to our Border Watch in Arizona.
Okay.
But normally they don't come to South Texas.
Hold that thought, Jim. We'll be right back after these messages here on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And we now return to the final half hour of When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just got myself a little snack to get me yapping through this last half hour. And our guest for the rest of this broadcast is Jim Barnes, who's the sector leader in Mission, Texas of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. And I've been out to see what they do a couple of times now. My wife accompanying me once to shoot a news video that should soon be posted on AmericanFreePress.net. And you can check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS for subscription and other information. Always check out our introductory deal, 16 weeks for $17.76. You can't beat it. Now, Jim, where do we go from here for the rest of this fall and your operations? Is there any other obstacles to get around besides these wildlife sanctuaries, or apart from that, is it pretty much business as usual?
It's going to be pretty much business as usual. We don't have a whole lot of days left in our watch this fall, so we'll be starting to plan for our watch in the spring. However, we're developing plans to have watches at periodic times in the coming months. We have a large number of winter Texans that are going to be coming down here. Some of them are Minutemen. So we'll be setting up sometime during the week, sometimes on a weekend, a watch somewhere on the river, to kind of augment the Border Patrol in this period of time when we're not having a full-blown month-long watch, just to give them a little help when we're otherwise not here.
I see. So the those on the other side trying to cross the Rio Grande can never be certain when or when you might not have someone there. It's, you're going to try and make it more of a year-round thing, I'm hearing, if only piecemeal. And if it's kosher, you can give out whatever contact information you're comfortable with for any winter Texans that might hear this show today or hear it on our archived version that that you can listen to after the fact on the website. I believe you have a web, an email address.
Yes, you can get a hold of me at Texas South. That's with two S's in it, Texas and South, at MinutemanHQ.com.
Texas at South at MinutemanHQ.com.
That's correct. And that email comes directly to me. And if you're not a member of Minutemen and you wish to join, our webpage, I believe, is www.MinutemanHQ.com.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Minuteman, that's Minuteman, M-A-N.
Yes, it is.
HQ.com, or your email again is TexasSouth with two S's, TexasSouth at MinutemanHQ.com.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, the Winter Texans, I, in a sense, am one myself, but the Winter Texans I know, if they're not already here, are certainly on their way in droves.
Yes.
Starting early November, I believe, is when they really start rolling in the Rio Grande Valley in particular, all the way from Brownsville over to Mission and further, I think even further to the west than that, but certainly from Brownsville to McAllen and Mission, there's a lot of them that come down. And American Free Press will be circulating this particular story in that area as much as possible. And anyway, I think, Jim, we would be very much amiss if we did not talk about the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Department's recent decision to arm its deputies with fully automatic rifles so they have a parity or at least rough balance of firepower with the drug cartels. Now, this just came up, didn't it?
Yes, and the story really started 2 years ago in 2006 when a couple of the Hidalgo County Sheriff deputies were down on the river, and at the time they're only carrying a sidearm, and they took 200 to 300 rounds from the south side of the river, probably from a drug cartel, or they don't know for sure who, but at the time, because of the safety implications, the sheriff pulled the people off, pulled his deputies off of the river, and said he wasn't going to send them down there. In the month of October, though, they were assisting the Border Patrol in the pursuit of a vehicle that was suspected to have drugs on board.
And that's October of this year.
That's October of this year.
So fast forward 2 years. Okay, go on.
And the vehicle drove down through a county park and drove into the Rio Grande. The driver gets out of the vehicle and swims back to Mexico. Border Patrol agents were trying to get some of the drugs out of the van before it sank. And from the south shore, automatic weapons were fired at the Border Patrol agents in the water, at the sheriff's deputies and the Border Patrol aides on the shore, on our shore, on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff decided that's enough. He's not going to put up with that anymore. And so he's issued automatic weapons to his deputies, and he says, we're going to fight back. He's not going to allow that to happen anymore. I think he's got a name for it. It's called Operation River Freedom Denial.
That's right.
And it's going to target areas along the Rio Grande, southern tip of Texas, because of the increase in violence. It could just as easily have assessed us quite near a county park, and they were shooting across the river. A family having a picnic in the park could have been injured just as easily as a sheriff's deputy or a Border Patrol field agent. It's not a good situation.
Yes, very interesting.
And I really appreciate the sheriff's response, because
Minutemen, we're out on the, along the river doing recon and looking for tracks, looking for, evidence of people coming across where we might want to set up a watch, and we don't really want to get shot at either.
Yes, you have limited means of self-defense, and of course you limit your sidearms to that, strictly self-defense, but, you know, like any citizen, you're going to respond if you have to, but yeah, you...
Well, some of our members have CHL permits, and we will only respond in a defensive situation, but if someone shoots at us, we have the right to protect ourselves, and we will. It's just my pistol is not much of a equalizer with a full automatic AK-47.
Right. Very interesting. So this is Hidalgo County Sheriff Lupe Trevino having made this decision that no doubt would put a chill on anyone thinking about crossing the Rio Grande in the Hidalgo County jurisdiction. But neighboring counties like Cameron County, and I think it's called Starr County, have not gotten that far yet. So I guess we could expect the border crossers to take the path of least resistance in something like this. They're probably going to move east or move west. I'm sure they have some sort of intelligence network, along with what they hear on the news media, to know where the least amount of eyes and ears and the least amount of resistance is.
I believe that Cameron County will probably adopt the same policy. I'm not sure of that, but that's a possibility. Starr County, the sheriff was just indicted for some activity, I think included drugs. I'm not sure about that, but so Starr County is kind of that's up in the air. That's a toss-up on what's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, how long ago did you yourself get involved in the MCDC?
I originally put in my application about 3 years ago now. But then I worked as a civilian contractor overseas, and so I wasn't active until about a year and a half ago when I got really active.
Is the membership overall, not just in Texas, but the overall Minuteman Civil Defense Corps membership growing, or at least not shrinking, staying the same, or is it an up-and-down thing?
It's probably growing, and it's nationwide. We today have people here that are going to go out and watch with us tonight from Colorado, California, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Florida. I just had a phone call with somebody from New Jersey on his way, and someone from Kansas.
Goodness. So in the middle of the country, on the East Coast, everywhere.
Everywhere. There's people that are concerned about our borders, concerned about illegal immigration. It's not really immigration. To me, immigration is a legal thing.
Yeah, immigration, I believe, is almost a legal term. It's really migration.
Right. But illegal aliens, people are quite concerned about it because they've seen what drunken drivers that are illegal aliens, the problems they cause families when they run into them in a car on a highway. There's a large number of rapes, all kinds of crime. If an illegal alien is here and he doesn't have any money, can't get a job, he's going to rob somebody.
Interesting. Yeah, and there's of course been the those who trespass onto ranch land and whatnot, creating all sorts of disturbance, even if they don't commit anything beyond the trespassing itself. That's, you know, that's a very much an invasion of one's privacy and one's property rights just for the trespassing alone, let alone if there's any vandalism or theft or worse.
That's correct.
And so you have a nationwide movement. You have people coming from non-border states like New Jersey and Kansas and whatnot, Colorado. It's really a nationwide movement, and I think it also includes even people that go you wouldn't really call it border watching, of course, but people that keep an eye on the situation in places like Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where Mayor Louis Barletta made quite a name for himself because he made it much harder for landlords to rent to illegal aliens and or for employers to employ them. And I believe I've heard that the Minutemen kind of keep their stethoscope to the wall for those sorts of issues too, although maybe it's not your main focus. But
well, in South Texas, the border watch is pretty much our main focus, but the Minutemen are also very active in North Texas and other states in what we call a day labor watch. And we'll go watch a construction site. We'll get license numbers. We'll find out who's hiring illegal aliens, and we'll write them a letter and tell them that they're violating the law and that we'll probably report them to ICE, and they're probably going to get a visit. And this has been very effective because suddenly five people from the work site are not seen the next day. So they were probably illegal. So there's lots of other activities that the Minutemen participate in besides just border watches here on the valley. And so there's things to do other places than here.
And that could be a message to any would-be winter Texans or whoever else might want to help you, that there's more to do than simply border watching, that it's the labor watch that you just described. And people like Lou Barletta of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, the mayor there, who I believe is running for Congress, and then other mayors that followed suit in, I think, at least a dozen other cities, a lot of them say, more or less, they say that the things they do is really because they feel like the federal government is not doing what it's supposed to do with controlling the illegal aliens and anyone from any nation, not just Mexico, who comes here under false pretenses or illegally. And so therefore they feel they have to take up the slack as mayors of their individual cities, and therefore they crack down on landlords and employers for these reasons. And then Minutemen like yourself kind of supplement privately what the government officials can do in the public sector. And it's, so there's really, again, all roads seem to lead to Washington, don't they, Jim? There's always this sort of gap that needs to be filled in one way or another. A lot of people some people don't agree with our military policies overseas, but whether you do or don't, it has taken a lot of first responders and people who could be beefing up police departments or beefing up the Border Patrol, increasing its ranks. It's taken them out of circulation here and sent them overseas. So federal policies create all these allocations of resources in other directions, and then, as we've learned today, federal land policies are closing off these areas of land that we call wildlife refuges, and thereby providing refuge for the illegal aliens themselves. So in a way, it seems to me that the Border Patrol and the Minutemen are sort of having to pick up the pieces due to other federal policies. Doesn't that seem the way it pans out?
Yes, that's the way it seems to happen. Different parts of the government seem to have a different agenda. They never get on the same page, particularly when it comes to these wildlife refuges, because the agency that controls the wildlife refuges has told me they don't even really want the Border Patrol people in there. And I said, look, they're just, you're the same government. There's federal laws at stake here. And they said, well, we really don't want to get involved with political situations, and we don't want you or the Border Patrol there. The Border Patrol has the authority to go there and goes there.
So they do have the authority to go in, the Border Patrol, into these wildlife refuges, but what you're saying is the game wardens, or whatever you would call them, these rangers, for the federal government just seem to have a different philosophy and don't always fully cooperate or don't always fully support the Border Patrol. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing.
Yeah, so yeah, they're not reading off the same page. They operate on some sort of different wavelength, I guess one could say.
They have a different agenda.
Right. Well, Jim, we'll be right back after these messages with closing comments. Stay with me. Stay tuned here, ladies and gentlemen, on One Worlds Collide. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We now return to the final few minutes of One Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer, and I've been out to the site in Mission, Texas, here in the Rio Grande Valley to see what the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps do, and it's been a very educational experience. The current sector chief is Jim Barnes. He's been our guest this last hour. Today we've talked in the first hour with Oklahoma State Senator Randy Brogdon about another key Texas issue, and that's the Trans-Texas Corridor, a branch of the much larger and much hated NAFTA superhighway. And, of course, NAFTA has caused economic decline on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. And our guest today, Mr. Barnes, has, of course, mentioned accurately that the housing slump in the U.S. has caused a decline in that kind of work that illegal aliens would often seek, along with agricultural work and other work. And so he thinks there might be a little bit less of an incentive to come here on the part of the Mexican nationals. But, Jim, what's your own view on NAFTA's effect? Do you think the deleterious effects NAFTA had on Mexico caused an increase in the incentive for illegal aliens to come here? Hello?
I used to work in Mexico at some of those NAFTA plants.
Oh, you did?
And it brought a large quantity of particularly engineering staff from central Mexico to the border. A lot of regular Mexican labor came to the border thinking they were going to get a job in Mexico and not have to cross the border, but there was a limited number of those jobs.
Oh.
And so that probably applied a little more pressure to, okay, we came this far, let's just go across the border into the United States.
Because these maquiladora jobs happen to be in border cities.
Yes.
And so they would maybe go several hundred miles to go to these factory jobs, some of which were transferred from U.S. factories closing and moved there, whatever other factors were involved. And I think you're right. Human nature would be, well, man, I came all this way. I might as well just keep going.
That's right.
Interesting. Now, what sort of plant, if you don't mind my asking, were you in?
I worked in an automotive parts supplier, several of them, across the border. There was a lot of workers that came from the interior Mexico who were very good employees who did a good job, but there weren't that the vast amount of jobs, and so we ended up always with an extra amount of people, and the ones that didn't get jobs on the border, easy, just cross the border and get a job in the United States.
And what about those that did get jobs? Were the jobs, did they tend to be long-lasting jobs, stable employment, or was there a lot of turnover?
Some of them, some of the jobs, depending on the level, were long-term jobs, but still there was a lot of turnover. People wouldn't stay long. A new factory had opened down the street and offer an extra 5 cents an hour, and they're gone. So then we either got to raise our rates to get them back, or we got to train new workers. So it was a catch-22 situation.
Well, very good. Our guest today has been Jim Barnes of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. He's a sector leader in their Mission, Texas area, and he can be reached at southtexas@minutemanhq.com. And thanks for being on the show, Jim.
Thank you very much. You're welcome here anytime you want to come out. Watch us during our watch.
Well, very good. He's looking for South Texans, looking for a few good men, so to speak. We'll see you next time on When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mark Anderson of American Free Press. Stay tuned each week for this show on Tuesdays from 11 to 1 Central. See ya.
In Matthew 20.